Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopidana Vallabha Kirivada Dahare. Jaya Gopidana Vallabha Kirivada Dahare. Yasoda nanana rajadana ranjana Yasoda nanana rajadana ranjana Yamuna tira vannachari Yamuna tira vannachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopidana Vallabha Kirivada Dahare. Jaya Gopidana Vallabha Kirivada Dahare. Yasoda nanana rajanana ranjana Yasoda nanana rajanana ranjana Yasoda nanana rajanana ranjana Yamuna tira vannachari Yamuna tira vannachari Yamuna tira vannachari Yamuna tira vannachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Damodara Vrata ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Can somebody with muscles take this down? It belongs there, actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 So today they asked me to speak on the pastimes of Lord Damodar. So we're reading from the 10th canto,
of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, entitled Mother Yasoda Binds Lord Krishna, text number 12. Chakta yastin sutam bitam Vigyaya Bhakavatsala Iye Sakila Tambadum Damnatat Virya Kovida Jagtva Yastim Sitam Bitam Vigyayar Bhakavatsala Iye Sakila Tambadum Damnatat Virya Kovida Chaktva Yastim Sutam Bitam Vigyayar Bhakavatsala Iye Sakila Tambadum Damnatat Virya Kovida Chaktva
Throwing away Yastin, the stick in her hand. Sutam, her son. Bitam, considering her son's great fear. Vigyaya, understanding. Arbakasatvatsala, the most affectionate mother of Krishna. Isha, desired. Kila, indeed. Tam, Krishna. Padum, to bind. Damna, with a rope. Atat virya kovida, without knowledge of the supremely powerful personality of Godhead. Because of intense love for Krishna. Translation. Mother Yasoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna. Not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport. Mother Yasoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection, to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with rope. Mother Yasoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yasoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapanantikam Vandeham Siguro Siyutapadakamalam Sigurun Vaisnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sagana Roganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakun Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Visabhana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpadrubhyaccha Kripasandubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Mother Yasoda saw as she turned around from saving the milk that was boiling over on the stove, she saw that Krishna was missing, and she followed him out the room, and she saw that he had broken a pot of yogurt and that he had been distributing this yogurt to the monkeys. He was seated on the grinding mortar. So she very quietly sneaked up from behind. But then, just in the last moment, Krishna sensed her presence, and he just ran as fast as he could. And it was hard for Yasoda to kind of catch up with Krishna. Said, due to her thin waist, her heavy breasts, and it was hard to run so fast, and Krishna was very fast, but she was extremely determined, and therefore she managed to capture him. In her hand, she was holding a stick, and that's when Krishna became very, very fearful. When Krishna became, it is described, excessively fearful. And Mother Yasoda, for a moment, became worried. He may just overreact and run away. So she then decided to throw the stick away. But still, something had to be done to check him. And she tied him to the grinding mortar. At least she tried. But as we know, the rope was each time 2 fingers short. And no matter how much rope she added, it remained 2 fingers short. So in this 9th chapter, the situation is described that then Mother Yasoda, she tried with great endeavor, with parisram, with hard work. She tried with hard work to capture Krishna. And that was her determination. And then Krishna was merciful, and thus he allowed himself to be bound when Mother Yasoda was getting totally exhausted by her endeavor. So the Acharyas point out these 2 elements are there. The bhaktanista, the conviction of the devotee who works, who's ready to work very hard in devotional service to obtain the mercy of Krishna. And then Krishna's own determination. It is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said there is bhaktanista and swanista. Swanista means Krishna's own determination. And Krishna's own determination is to be merciful. That is his nature. So Krishna is, one can expect Krishna to be merciful. That is the nature of Krishna. Still, whenever he so desires, not automatically. No, whenever he desires to be pleased, when he is pleased by the service, by the endeavor. Sometimes Krishna may bestow his mercy rather quickly. Sometimes a devotee has to endeavor for a very long time and go through a great test. Just as we remember Bali Maharaj, he gave everything to Vamana. He gave him the entire kingdom. He had the three worlds he had as his kingdom. He gave it. He did not get rewarded. He got bound up in a snake and kept aside and suffocating. No gratitude. Still, Bali Maharaj did not change his mood of dedication, did not become bitter. And eventually then, Krishna bestowed his mercy upon Bali Maharaj. Because that is Krishna's swanista, that is his very nature, to be merciful. There is no doubt about it. So therefore, a devotee is always thinking like that. Although my devotional service is poor, when it comes to parisram, comes to hard work, I have a natural allergy, and it is very difficult to do. Therefore, even a relatively light work, I consider it a very hard work. With great difficulty, somehow or other, I'm lifting a finger for Krishna, and I think that I'm doing so much. At least, I think I've made an endeavor. But if I look at the acharyas, then I realize that I'm doing so little. Haridas Thakur chanting 3 lakhs of names every day. Inconceivable every day. Such a huge number of rounds. Who is here in this month of Kartik taking that Kartik Vrat, chanting those names? Who is here in this month, just for 1 month, following Haridas Thakur? Who can do it? Most of us, practically all of us, we cannot. But even although our endeavor may be relatively meager, still we have hope against hope, asabandha, that Krishna somehow or other will be merciful, because his nature is merciful. That is his general mood. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna is so merciful that he is much more eager for the living being to go back to Godhead than the living beings are themselves. So that is an important consideration. Yasoda showed this mood of unalloyed dedication. Nothing out of personal interest. Even when Krishna became upset because of Mother Yasoda not attending to him, Mother Yasoda was only interested in Krishna. It is said that one day Mother Yasoda was churning the yogurt, trying to make butter. And that Krishna at that time wanted to drink the milk from her breast. So Krishna came up and he grabbed the churning stick and held it so that she had to stop churning. Then she could see, he wants attention. And attention meant naturally that Yasoda's love, and that naturally meant she automatically took him upon her lap. And then he began. He wanted to drink her milk. But just as that was all going on, that milk on the stove boiled over. And it is said that why didn't Mother Yasoda just ignore that? Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead was seated on her lap, why did she attend to that milk on the stove? All along that milk, she had personally taken up that mission of boiling that milk, because it was milk from very special cows that were eating special grass, and And from that milk, she wanted to make special sweets so that her son would stop that activity of stealing from others, which was a real problem. So actually she was only putting him down in a mood of trying to act for his well-being. So never ever was there a moment that Yasoda was not fully dedicated to Krishna's interests. He had no other interest than the interest of Krishna. So yes, this is indeed the level of surrender that a devotee is meant to attain. A little earlier in this chapter, in text number 9, it is said, when Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar and began to flee as if very much afraid. Although yogis try to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they failed to reach him. But Mother Yasoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead Krishna to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. And, of course, she caught him. I found it interesting upon reading that verse because I was thinking of the Brahma Samhita and how close it is to Srimad Bhagavatam, how it gives the very same conclusion. Pantat stukoti vat satavatsara sampragamyo vayoratapi manaso munipungavanam supyasti yat prapadi chintya vichincha tatve govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajame. Explaining that the yogis, even by drilling the respiration or the jnanis trying to merge into Brahman, can never touch the tip of the toe of the Lord. So Mother Yasoda's pure devotion, pure unalloyed devotion, is standing out, and through it she can capture the Lord. Mukti dadati bhakti na karachit. Liberation I will give you. I will give you. But bhakti I'm hiding behind my back. That I will not give you. That I will not give you. No. Because by bhakti I become purchased. Krishna becomes purchased. Naham tistami vaikunte yoginam hridayesu va tatra tistami narada matgayanti matbhakta. I am not residing in Vaikuntha, nor am I residing in the hearts of the yogis. But, my dear Narada, I'm residing there where my devotees are reciting my glories. Or chanting my name. So this is truly the essence. So somehow or other, that constant focus on Krishna, that is the very essence. No other interest, nothing else. And that is the purpose of our movement. And also not wanting any side benefit from the service that we are rendering. Not looking for any other gain from devotional service than devotional service. Not looking for any other benefit from chanting than more chanting. In this way, no desire for any other benefit whatsoever from devotional service. That is what we see in the eternal residence of Vrindavan. And that's what we see in Mother Yasoda. That's what we see in the gopis. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. And that is also what we see in Srila Prabhupada. That exactly same mood. Nothing but Krishna. But in Prabhupada, that particular mood was manifesting in the determination to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Right? And no obstacle was too great, and no stone was left unturned, or no opportunity was not tried, no matter how it looked. So when it comes to Kartik, I saw somewhere a statement made by Jayapataka Maharaj, who said that once he asked Srila Prabhupada if we should do anything special in this month of Damodar. And Prabhupada said that the month of Damodar is especially meant for the new devotees. That was his answer. So that was quite an answer. I didn't expect that answer, to be honest. Because I was thinking the month of Kartik is the month for spiritual nourishment. It is the month for spiritual rejuvenation, the month for intensifying our endeavors, the months for Naimitiki Kriya. It is the months where we try and make a special endeavor to rejuvenate our Nitya Kriya, our everyday activities, to do something extraordinary. It is the month of the Urja Vrata, the vow to offer a lamp to Krishna. Such a thing, just a lamp. Is that all? Obviously, when the lamp is offered, it is giving us an opportunity to deeply meditate upon the form of Krishna. We can offer the lamp to his lotus feet, then we can circumambulate with the lamp his waist, then circle his face, then the entire body, and in this way we can offer our lamp and very concentrated and focused drink in the form of the Lord. And undoubtedly in this way go deeper into our resolve. Kichit kevalaya bhaktya vasudev parayanam, that nothing but devotional service to Krishna, nothing else, that may be our absorption. So undoubtedly, this Urja Vrat is important for everyone. If we are not taking advantage of this month of Kartik, we feel that throughout the year, maybe the material energy was strong. Maybe we became a little neglectful, maybe slightly careless in our practices, in our resolve. Then, in Kartik, yes, we pull our socks up. We are again sort of lifting the standard to quality and making a stronger endeavor, getting more serious about our input. So we require it. We require it. But even more so, do the new people require such spiritual nourishment? Because they're totally starving. They're starving. At least we have been all along getting nourishment, even if we were sort of having bad eating habits. But the materialist has just been starving. For how many births? For how long? Being away from Krishna's lotus feet, for how long not relishing the nectar of devotional service? So now, especially, this Kartik Vrat, this Urja Vrat of offering the lamp can bind the conditioned souls to Krishna. Because as Yasoda was trying to bind Krishna, she became more bound to Krishna herself. In the fourth chapter of the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's an interesting point made about Srimati Radharani, where it says that the love of Srimati Radharani is embracing all the unlimited qualities of Krishna. And as she is discovering newer and newer qualities of Krishna, her love embraces those qualities also. In this way, her love is growing eternally. We see the same in Yasoda. As Yasoda is trying to take care of Krishna in every possible way, her love for Krishna is only increasing. And we're even seeing the same in us. As we are getting more involved with Krishna, our love for Krishna is awakening. Our attraction to Krishna is slowly, slowly growing. And as we discover more about Krishna, steadily, more and more, we become enlivened spiritually in our connection with Krishna. And gradually Krishna becomes so much fixed in our heart that one cannot tolerate to be without Krishna for a moment. One time I was boarding a plane and I was supposed to fly over the Alps, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and they said, "What you want? Aisle seat or window seat?" So that day I said, "Window seat." Usually I say aisle, but I said window seat, because I'll get a view of the Alps. So I was flying over the Alps and I saw it, and it was very beautiful. But after a short while, I got bored. So I picked up the Nectar of Devotion, which I had in my bag, and I just opened it somewhere. And then it opened on a page where it said that the gopis had no interest to see anything but Krishna. Oh well, exposed again. What to do? We get exposed again and again. And at the end of the day, we realize that even whatever we do, we are still simply mercy cases. Whenever I come to this Krishna Balaram Mandir, I am getting excited. Because I'm coming home. And like yesterday, Mother Devi Shakti said, "Yes, welcome home." I said, "Yes, Vrindavan is my home." And then she says, "Yes, because you took birth here." Well, it's true. I started my spiritual life here in Vrindavan. Anyway, whatever may be, when I come to this temple, and it is wonderful because it is in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, Krishna is so present, practically everywhere. You just feel like he was there a few minutes ago, maybe went around the corner somewhere. He was very close. Krishna is very close here in Vrindavan. So that certainly is wonderful. But when I came to this Krishna Balaram Mandir, initially I noticed how much present Krishna was. But then I noticed that Prabhupada was even more present than Krishna. And that is a fact. That is actually true. Because Srila Prabhupada has extended the mercy of Krishna and made it more available to us. Last year, Brahmananda also here gave this lecture. And it was really, really very nice. Because he said that he was talking about Prabhupada. Someone had a question and said, you know, in the early days, those were the very intimate days with Prabhupada, and then later there came a bigger movement. So, do you feel that something changed in the relationship with Prabhupada? And Brahmananda said, well, you know, when you're a child, your father is your father. And when you're grown up, your father is still your father. So what has changed? He said, nothing has changed. Still the same. And then that devotee said, "Oh, I can see you are accepting Prabhupada as God." Then Brahmananda was quite getting strong. He said, oh no, that is a mistake. In 1970, I made that mistake. that I thought that Prabhupada was God. That was a mistake. He said, Prabhupada is not God. He is as good as God. As good as God. He said, but these days, I think that Prabhupada is better than God. Because he came to the Lower East Side to save me. And then he started to cry. So that was something. That was definitely something. Something that touched my stone-like heart when I saw that. And I thought, that's right. That is our position for all of us. Brahmananda may see it. He may see it. Others may see it. You and I may not see it. But the fact of the matter is, we are here because of Srila Prabhupada. We did not only come to Vrindavan because of Srila Prabhupada. Right? No. We are able to stay here because of Srila Prabhupada. Because of his prayer, because of his directions. And we are only able to catch a glimpse of the Dhamma through him. Many devotees have been glorified for their service. And the glory of their service is what they did. What they did for Srila Prabhupada. There's no doubt about it. Just like in this temple we had Vibhu Chaitanya, who used to cook everything for the deities. An old man, cook all the offerings, including Mangalartic sweet. Everything he cooked for 17 years. Everything. He never went outside the walls. He walked from his room to the kitchen and back to his room. That was it. He never went anywhere else. Just chanting his rounds, resting a little, and cooking for Krishna. That was it. That was his life, his spiritual life. And Prabhupada wanted nice cooking for Krishna and Balaram. He said they're like two young boys. They want kachoris. Yes. And Vibhu Chaitanya was expert at kachoris. Oh yes. They liked. So he's glorified for his service. But the most wonderful aspect of his service is that he simply focused on fulfilling a desire of Srila Prabhupada. We had our Ayendra, that red-haired, red-bearded revolutionary kirtan singer, right, with all the vibrato and everything in his voice, who became so famous, more famous than Michael Jackson. The whole world, right, is imitating his tunes and learning from him, accepts him as the kirtan master. So he was glorious, and in so many ways for his resolve. Yet in my mind, the most glorious was that he did what Prabhupada wanted, what we couldn't do. I was here for some time responsible for the kirtan going on in the temple, but it was extremely difficult to find devotees to do it. And to keep the kirtan going during the arati was quite, and during the day, that was quite a thing. I was a temple commander, so it was my service. But to find people to do kirtan, very hard. But Prabhupada had wanted a system of shifts around the clock. And Ayendra did that. And he did it by sitting down himself and doing it with devotees. And then he inspired people and did it. And he fulfilled Prabhupada's desire. That's the most glorious. That's the core. That's the essence of his glory. Because that's where all personal desire is put aside. When we are fulfilling the desire of the pure devotee, that is where our personal desire is put aside. That is glorious. And then, whatever little personal desire may still remain within our hearts, because we all have, we are noticing, we are not like Yasoda, we are not just focused on Krishna's pleasure only, we have some personal desire, but anyway, we somehow or other struggle to put it aside, and in that struggle, we can attract mercy. Because we know that Krishna is merciful. That is his swanista. And we know that Prabhupada is still more merciful. More merciful than Krishna. The devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Therefore, madbhakta puja bhyadika. Therefore, let us serve the devotee. And particularly something in Srila Prabhupada's mission. So this is our connection in Vrindavan. And of course, not only Srila Prabhupada, no, the glory goes to those who take his service, and they themselves become effulgent and oceans of mercy, and they too carry transcendental power. Not that only Prabhupada is the only one who carries the transcendental power, no, others also, but it is a fact that no one's service exceeds the service of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, what he did, has truly purchased Krishna, as I spoke about earlier. His service has purchased Krishna to an extent that just Prabhupada's prayer can make everything possible. And in this way, Vrindavan, this nice Krishna Balaram Mandir, which was once a very remote place, and the devotees were worried. How will we ever get anyone to come here, to this place? I'm worried about something else these days. How can we get a place to breathe in this Krishna Balaram Mandir? It's packed, packed, packed. Some people have said, let's fill up the courtyard so that there's more space for devotees to have darshan. I said, forget it. Right? Don't change. Prabhupada liked it, this temple. Yes, but there's no space. I said, even if you fill up the courtyard, there will be no space anyway. It will be packed in no time. Right? Because Prabhupada's preaching has not finished. It has not finished at all. It continues to flood the entire world. And more people will come. So yes, let the new people come. Let them go forward. Let them offer the lamp in the front of Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Radhashyama Sundar. Let them offer in the front so that they can also become bound up by Krishna, right? So that they also can never leave. That wherever they go, that they'll carry this place in their heart and also become residents of Vrindavan. So, as Mother Yasoda binds Lord Krishna, Tricky Krishna binds Mother Yasoda, and as we are meditating on that pastimes, we become bound, more and more bound to Krishna and through his devotee. Through his pure devotee, his divine grace, Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at whose feet we all assemble here. And let us here get spiritual strength, and then return to the West, and then let us go back there as true representatives in purity and in service attitude of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. I'll end. If there's a question, then I will try to answer. Okay, you have, if you are technical, you can turn this thing on. And Mahatma is coming, just now come. Yeah?
Thank you, Maharaj, for a nice class. Maharaj, you mentioned one very nice point is that we are all a mercy case. Unless until we don't get a causeless mercy of the Lord, There is no hope for our pure, for our liberation from this material world. So, Maharaj, this always when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the doubt used to be there in our mind that when Putana came to kill Krishna, and she was a demon, and although she was a demon, Krishna gave the best destination to Putana. That gives us lots of encouragement. We are also a mercy case, and we just struggled in our Krishna consciousness, and Krishna will give us a causeless mercy, and we'll be able to get that best destination. Only the thing is, we have to just struggle. But then in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are some cases, like a case of Bharat Maharaj. The case of Bharat Maharaj is the Bharat Maharaj sacrificed everything. He gave up everything, and he went and left his kingdom. It was so much that as if he has left a stool. In the same basis, he left everything. And after leaving everything, he just little bit, he got attachment to a deer. And he had to become a deer, then a Jad Bharat, and all those things.
Not bit.
So then, Bharat, that fear is that I don't have that type of a detachment or that type of a attitude of leaving everything. And if Krishna can
got do it.
That thing to him, that what?
I think everybody got it. Such a long question.
So
I
that can, fear
I
is
cannot
there.
Remember.
So on when with these two cases, when we see to it, we feel fearful that what Krishna is going to do on me on that level.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to do to you? Oh, yes. You started your very long question. I still remember the beginning, somehow or other. I took my Brahmi pills yesterday, so you're lucky. You started saying that the causeless mercy of Krishna. But I spoke about the causeless mercy of the devotee being greater than Krishna, and that even the causeless mercy of Krishna, who was so kind to a demoness like Putana, even that may not be enough for us. Right? You brought up Bharat Maharaj, who was piety personified, and who had some, who was very advanced also, who had some material attachment in his heart, and neglected his spiritual sadhana, which was not such a small thing, actually. And then fell down. Anyway, you made it clear, the fear of fall down. Yes. All right, so what is our hope? Our hope. Our hope is to take shelter of one who's extremely merciful. See, it's Srila Prabhupada who prays for us. Then Krishna will accept us. See, otherwise Krishna may say, Rascal is not qualified. How can I give him the mercy? He's not ready. He's sincere, he's trying, but he needs more purification. But if Prabhupada prays for us, then Krishna, on the strength of his prayer, will accept us. And that is how our movement works. That's how we initiate people on 16 rounds, because Prabhupada prayed that for 16 rounds, and one faithfully, 16 rounds, four regulated principles can go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada's prayer stands today. Prabhupada's prayer is what will save us if we take shelter of it. Yeah? We take shelter of that, of his service. It's there where we come alive, when we take up something in his mission. Because all of us together have inherited this mission. This month of Kartik is certainly the month of Damodar, and I was asked to speak on the month of Damodar. But although Damodar is so much on my mind, even more than that is the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada on my mind, actually. And I know we'll have that arati in Srila Prabhupada's room at his bed, right? Which is not open to all because there's not enough space. But devotees can walk through. Anyway, they are at the end of the arati. In the evening. Srila Prabhupada's chadar goes around and is going. It's Gopal Krishnamurti usually does that service. He takes the chadar and puts it on everyone's head. And that big gray wooden chadar, it's heavy. When I have that chadar on my head, it feels heavy. And at that moment, I feel the weight of responsibility. Now we have to do something. We have to do something to take up this mission. It's up to us now. See? We have inherited it. What are we going to do for Prabhupada's mission to make the whole world Krishna conscious? That I feel on my head with that chadar. So, we do not need to look at our heart and do like deep psychoanalysis to see if we can find a trace of the six enemies: lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy. Don't worry, it's there. Right? But somehow or other, embrace the service of Srila Prabhupada. And if we do that, right? And if we do something to make others Krishna conscious, oh, He will surely look in our direction and shower us with mercy. That will save us. So we cannot be compared to Bharat Maharaj. We don't have those qualifications. We cannot even be compared to Ajamil. Prabhupada himself said, Ajamil, he was a qualified Brahmana. He fell down. Then what is our chance? But we have his mercy and we have the holy name. So let us faithfully take shelter of chanting Hare Krishna, which is so powerful. Let us faithfully follow the four regulative principles. And let us faithfully do something to give Krishna consciousness to others. Then, no problem. Koi problem nahi. Ho gaya. Sab bilkul theek. Everything okay. Don't worry. Next question. Okay, the microphone is slowly coming that way. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a nice class. This is regarding the different emotional things happening in the Yashoda and Krishna's reciprocation. That, of course, I have 2-3 questions, but I'll just ask one.
Okay, thank you.
That when Yashoda Mai is keeping Krishna aside for her service, Krishna becomes angry. I mean, he's upset, why you left me and just going for this. But we have heard that Krishna's service is a topmost thing, even more than Krishna, because we heard about Sevanand, these are more, you know, like, don't try to see Krishna, but serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna will come and see you. So Mother Yashoda was in anxiety to serve Krishna, you know, more than just keeping Krishna within herself. So how to understand this situation?
You cannot understand Krishna. We will not even the greatest scholar will ever be able to understand Krishna, because he is completely free to do anything and everything. You know, aslishyava padaratam pinastamam adarsamam manatam kurutiva. He can do whatever he wants, our Krishna. So Krishna desired to bring out the love of his mother and increase it. And therefore Krishna is going through all these experiences, and therefore Krishna agrees to become covered by Yoga Maya. And because he is then in the position of a child, he has a childish nature. And children are easily angered, easily pleased, easily angered. So then Krishna, in that childish mood, was easily angered, also easily scared. All that ultimately in response to that love of Yasoda. And Krishna was just completely captured by her. Not only externally bound with rope, but just so much bound by her love that he just reciprocates fully her mood, and everything else he forgets.
Yogamaya even covers him. So he is a child. So Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur explained, Yogamaya even covers Krishna. So Krishna was a child. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Loud and clear.
Maharaj, you refer to lotus feet of Krishna. We are offering lamp every day in Damodar month at least. Now, why so much importance to the lotus feet of Krishna? Please explain to us.
Well, I refer to the lotus feet, the waist, the face, and then the whole body in arati. But we begin at the lotus feet. Because in order to reach those lotus feet, you have to bow down. You have to bow down. Man mana bhava mat bhakto majaji mam namaskuru. You have to bow down. And bow down is not just a physical exercise, but bow down means to bow down our will. Bow down means to give up our independence and to basically say, Krishna, I am yours. And as soon as we bow down to these lotus feet of Krishna, we see so many symbols on the lotus feet of Krishna that will help us. A thunderbolt that will destroy the mountain of our bad karma. A stick to control an elephant, to control the elephant of our mind, which is independent. In this way, as soon as we bow down to Krishna, we will see that immediately we can overcome our bad karma, we can overcome our obstinate mind. So we begin there, at the feet of Krishna, so that we get purified. Then when we are more purified, then we can gradually go further. That's with Srimad Bhagavatam. We begin with the first cantos, which are compared to the lotus feet of Krishna. Then, after we have read through and adjusted our life according to all the instructions, then we are ready to approach the face of Krishna, which is the 10th canto, like that. Hare Krishna. Okay, maybe the last one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Om Hare Om Namah.
Maharaj, thank you for the nice class. You said that Krishna hides his devotion behind his back. So how can we get it?
Bhakti hides behind his back. Yes, Bhagavatam explains, and Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna does not easily give devotional service. Therefore, one can only get devotional service from one who has it. Therefore, madbhakta pujit bhyadika, from the devotee, by serving the devotee. Therefore, although I so much emphasize Srila Prabhupada in this lecture, not that we step over the other Vaishnavas, we must serve all the Vaishnavas. It is that. In that way we get it. Vaishnav Sevana and Nirantar Nama Krishna Sankirtan, to serve the feet of the Vaishnavas and to endlessly chant the holy name of the Lord. If we want to go before Krishna, Krishna is the supreme pure. Prabhupada said, if you want to go to the sun, you cannot go, because if you get close to the sun, you will burn. You need a body of fire to go to the sun. In the same way, if you want to go before Krishna, he's the supreme pure, one has to be pure. By serving the devotee of Krishna, can we actually become pure, and no other way. It is really a great challenge. It's very difficult, because at least in my case, my obstinate mind doesn't want to serve the devotees. And my obstinate mind only wants to serve the devotees in some particular ways, but not necessarily in the way that they want. So it's a difficult thing. Difficult thing. Sometimes I don't mind to dramatically serve prasadam, you know. That is fine. But other things, doing something difficult,
I really don't want to do. So this service to the Vaishnavas, it touches every aspect of life. It means one has to respect everyone. It means one has to become respectful. That's a difficult thing because by nature I'm sarcastic, by nature I'm arrogant, by nature I'm not inclined to give any credit to anyone. So therefore it's very difficult, very difficult. Somehow or other, this one thing that is the essence of all, to serve the Vaishnavas, is so difficult. But that's what we have to do. Thank you very much. I'll end with this. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.